Chapter 1. The Country Needs a King. Britain was in trouble. Saxon armies were invading the island. These fierce warriors crossed the sea in long boats. Then they burned and killed their way across the land. Britain's king, Uther, had been a good king. For years he had fought off the Saxons. But now, King Uther was dead, and Britain had no leader. If King Uther had a son, he would have become king. But Uther seemed to have no son, and the British throne was empty. Many great British lords wanted to be king. They fought each other for the throne. As a result, no one was fighting the Saxons or leading the country. Some British lords consulted with Merlin. Merlin was wise, and he had helped King Uther many times. "How shall we choose our king?" the lords questioned Merlin. "Do not be afraid," Merlin replied, "for we shall have an answer soon." The answer came on a cold December morning. In the yard outside a church in London, a great block of stone appeared. How it had gotten there, no one could say. A crowd quickly gathered, for this was no ordinary stone. In the center of the stone was an anvil, such as blacksmiths use to hammer steel. A heavy sword was stuck in the anvil. All that was amazing enough, but there was more. In golden letters around the sword, these words were carved: "He who shall pull this sword out of the stone is the rightful king of England."